Good morning, everybody. Shkrach for coming. Actually, I'm late, and I have time to find something new. But so I listened to a shir on my way here from a friend of mine. He's also, he actually lives with my father. His name is Baruch Bodenheim from Psek. And he said over a beautiful idea, and a lot of it is based on the Leg Simcha, one of the previous Ger Rebbes. At the end of the parasha, we discuss the Mekalo. Right? He's the son of the Ish Yisraelis from Shomesh Bas Divri. And he blasphemed, he cursed Hashem. So Rashi tells us there are three opinions what happened to him. Reb Levi says that he went out of his element, so to speak, the actual language. Mehechen Yotza, because it said Vayete, right? What does it say? Vayete. He went out. So where do you go out from? So Reb Levi says, Me'olamo Yotza. He went out of his world. Okay, he went a little bit, he went, Oismensch, as they say in Yiddish. He became he wasn't a man anymore. He was just out of it. From the previous parasha we just discussed, that's what he went out of. Right? Right? A melech should eat fresh, hot bread. And what's happening over here? They bake the bread on Friday and they eat it the next Shabbos. So he says, a king? A Kaddish Baruch Hu, meaning the base of Hamikdash, they should be serving 9-day-old bread. So, and the third answer is that he pitched his tent in the Shevet Dan, and they said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "I belong here." I said, "Yeah." So they brought him to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu judged his case, and he was found guilty, and he left. Not exactly sure what he thought his taina was, anyway. But he left, and he blasphemed and Moshe, and that was that. So the question is. Is that the question that Leif Simcha asks? Is that in the Gemara in Chagiga, and the Chavav I believe was quoted, it says that the lechem upon him was fresh. 9 days later, it was still fresh. And not only that, the Ritva apparently says the way it went in is the way it went out. It was piping hot. So how could it be? It's a bomb question. How could it be that he started talking about 9-day-old bread when obviously, if people, first of all, they ate it. They believe the Kohanim ate it. If they ate it and it was fresh, and that was a whole miracle to base of English, what's pshat that this guy said that there's nothing, that there was 9-day-old bread? From what we know, it didn't look like 9-day-old bread. So the Leif Simcha said an unbelievable thing. He said that what's this lechem called? It's called lechem aponim, the bread of the face. Right? And if you ever saw the books about the Mishkan, you'll notice that based on the Rishonim, the way the showbread is it's not like a challah like we have. It's like, I think the pictures that I recall, it's like rectangular, and then there's like two ends that they want to look like they're facing each other. That's why it's called lechem aponim. But on a deeper level, it's lechem aponim, which means it's how you perceive it. It's how you perceive your relationship with Hashem and how you perceive the bread. If you understand that it's miraculous bread and that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in the bread, and the fact that it was baked last Friday, now you're having it the next Shabbos, so then you realize that this is amazing bread. This is holy, godly bread. But if you don't look at it, if you look at it, lechem aponim, it's about your face. Everything's about how you perceive it. You perceive it, what's this bread? So then then it feels like 9-day-old bread. I mean, we know the pasuk tells us, k'mayim ponim aponim kein leiv adam, and the rest of the pasuk. But basically, everything is how you perceive it. The way you perceive somebody, your relationship with somebody, is very much dependent upon how you perceive that person. If you love that person, you feel warmth to that person, right? He responds in kind. If you hate the guy's guts, guess what, guys? He's going to realize. You can try to pretend. You try to put on your game face. Try to show as if you love him, but it's not going to work. And all the more so by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oftentimes in life, we go through life and say, Hashem doesn't. You know, we feel bad about this, let's say things we did. So we assume that. I guess we get embarrassed, so to speak, and we feel. I think it's similar to the Meraglim. The Meraglim appeared to them. They looked at the big people, and they looked at themselves as being grasshoppers. So in the male, they felt inadequate. But if a person feels confidence, and if a person feels a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not a grasshopper. He's actually a prince. And that's how you feel like Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you internalize Hashem's love for you. So even if a person makes a mistake, even if a person stumbles, he realizes, just like his father wouldn't disown him if he makes some mistakes, right? Because that it's an unconditional type of love. So too, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was the Mikalo's problem. The Mikalo's problem was he felt like he's out of it. He doesn't have a relationship with Hashem. So lechem aponim is worthless, and therefore it's nothing. And that made it, in his eyes, stale 9-day-old bread because he didn't internalize that the special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if somebody does feel like it's miraculous and he has that relationship, then it's mamash fresh bread. And I think it's a very big lesson in Avodas Hashem. Because, you know, oftentimes we feel like, and I think that's what the Yetzirah tries to tell us. A person doesn't get up for Shacharis. You know, he comes late for Shacharis. A person comes late for Seder, doesn't learn well. So he feels like, you know, I'm finished. I'm nothing. So what's the point? But a person realizes he still has that special neshama. He still has a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu just wants him to overcome this concern, to overcome this challenge. So then he's in a different mood and a different frame of mind. And that, can you imagine, that's, and really, I think the Levi Simcha says that the first answer and the second answer are really together. The Levi says he went out of his element, which means he lost himself. Why did he lose himself? Because he perceived that he had no relationship with Hashem. But a person realizes he has a relationship with Hashem, he's on a different level. Mamash on a different level. And I think this is so important. You know, maybe I should say over this myself, I've heard said it before, but I think this is important to say. I used to say it around Pesach time. I heard it from Rabbi Waxman. He said the following stories. The Noda Yehuda, the great Noda Yehuda from Krakow. Krakow. You guys went to the Kever. I was there also. I think it's Krakow. I don't even. Anyway, it's not important. Anyway, but he's a great Noda Yehuda. So he had a Talmud who went totally off the derech and became a priest. So he heard that this priest, he was a very kosher priest, at 12 noon every day he goes and he looks out his window and he says hello to the people, whatever it is. So the Noda Yehuda said, I'm going to go to the courtyard where he looks out upon, and if he sees me, he comes down to talk to me, so I'll see if I have a Pesach, an opening, to try to bring him back. Yes, yes, no, no, and then I'll give up forever. So sure enough, he goes, and the priest opens the window, he sees his old Rebbe, he comes downstairs, he comes running. And they start schmoozing, and he says, "What happened to you?" He said, "Let me tell you the story. I don't know if you remember this, but many years ago, a question came up on Chol Hamoed Pesach about a potato kugel. My neighbor brought me a potato kugel, and her question was that before Pesach, she was concerned maybe chametz may have gone into it, and now she was about to serve it on Chol Hamoed Pesach, and she wasn't sure what to do, and she brought it to me, and I didn't know what to do either, and I brought it to you, Rebbe, to pass on the Shaila. And on the way there, I developed a tremendous taiva for this potato kugel. And I brought it to you, and you said like this. You said, Alpi halacha, because it was baked before Pesach, so it's batel b'shishim, and from the letter of the law, it's totally motzi, you can eat it. But because of the chumra of Pesach, it shouldn't be eaten. So I left your house, and I said, what was ringing in my ears? That it's, you know, b'ikar hadin, from the letter of the law, it's totally motzi. So I ate the potato kugel. But after I ate the potato kugel, what was ringing in my ears? What was ringing in my ears that from the Chumra Pesach it shouldn't be eaten. And I felt so low and so bad about what I did that I went home and I couldn't learn. I couldn't daven properly. And once I couldn't learn, I couldn't daven properly. It was a slippery slope, a downward spiral, and everything went out of control. And I felt like I was worthless. It's obviously the big sort of Sheva Yipol Tzatavikom. A person is going to fall. A person is going to have challenges in life. There's no question about it. But if a person still realizes that Hashem loves him, and Hashem is making the fresh bread for him, and Hashem is looking at him, he's lechem upon him. If you say, you know what, I messed up, yes, but I'm going to be strong again. I'm going to continue to have this relationship with Hashem. Because even though I may have messed up, it hasn't changed Hashem's perspective with me. And I realize that Hashem is still loving me, and he's still rooting for me. He doesn't give up, right? Just to bring a sports muscle, right? If you're on a sports team, right, and you have a bad game, so you get benched and you're finished, right? So, and you're right, in that world, when you mess up, yeah, you mess up and you can be benched for life. It's possible. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you mess up, it's not like that at all. He's rooting for you to get back up. And he gave you the challenge in order to test you. This time you messed up, but it's only going to make you stronger. And if a person goes through life with that perspective, they'll have lechem upon him, so then he won't mess up with it. He won't be mekalel lechem upon him. So that's what happens. But a person feels like he's inadequate. The relationship between him and Hashem has been severed. So yeah, it's going to lead to terrible things. But if a person realizes lechem upon him, it's about how you perceive yourself. If you say, Hashem loves me, yes, I made a huge mistake. Yes, I ate potato kugel and shaila and Pesach, or I made a mistake and I didn't come to Seder, or whatever it is, whatever bad thing you did. But you're not disowned. First of all, you're not disowned by biological parents, that's for sure. But your spiritual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim, he never disowns us, right? We know that. The Jews run the 49th level of Tumen Mitzrayim. And not only did he not disown us, he made the biggest miracles for us. I don't want to say all we did, but we did Dan Mila, right? What did we do already? We did Korban Pesach. It's very nice, but he loves us. He mamash loves us. If a person lives life like that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at him and saying, I love you, I want to help you, I want to be close to you, I don't care if you messed up 100 times, 120 times, it doesn't matter. Then a person can live life, mamash, always staying close to Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.